By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. This is our text from the book of Acts. Let's pray. We come, O God, reverently to the seeing, the witnessing of the name of Jesus and its power at work in the life of one born weak, but in the name of Jesus made strong again. We come to you, O God, with many frailties, some great weaknesses, and we cling to the name of Jesus by which our salvation was secured and by which our eternity is assured. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I have traveled like many of you, most of you, perhaps all of you, countless miles on countless highways to countless destinations, and while doing so passed by countless billboards. And I have been witness to, as you have, the many methods that marketing and advertising executives use in order to grab our attention and hopefully turn our pocketbook favorably to the organization for which they do their work. The images that make us salivate, the words which provoke in us an emotional response, a visceral reaction. I have seen those kinds of billboards, those advertisements, not just for everyday mundane things that apply to our body and daily life. You and I have seen those billboards as well for spiritual things, for churches or denominations or religious-based causes that some hold so dear that they would shell out the cash in order to put up on a highway a billboard in order to capture our attention, and if not turn our pocketbook, then at least change the orientation of our soul and our decisions about how we vote, how we value things, that kind of thing. I've seen sporting events, maybe you have too, with rainbow afroed people in the end zone as the ball sails through the goalposts and the camera focuses in on that frame. There he is, or she is, with what on their shirt? John 3:16, a walking billboard, a human advertisement for arguably the most memorable verse in all the New Testament. I've been walking down city streets, maybe you have as well. I'll be in Morris, Illinois, my hometown, for the Great Morris Corn Festival. Certainly you have heard about it, pork chops on a stick, corn cobs to beat all, next week, and I guarantee there will be some fervent folks out there on the corners handing out tracts, seeking to invite a response, elicit from me some reaction regarding some religious claim, a billboard of its own kind. All of that to ask this question of you: when it comes to your religious values and convictions, what's your billboard saying to the world? What's the sign on your shirt? What's the tract that you hand out? If you gather 10 of your closest friends, what will they say the advertising dollars in your soul are being spent on in order to get what message back to them regarding spiritual things, religious matters? That's the governing question for today's message. It's about your billboard in life and what billboard you're creating. You see, there was a day when the apostles, Peter and John, were going through the temple at the time of prayer, we are told. And as they walked through, their billboard said, "I'm a normal human being that has money." And so a man who had been lame from birth reacted to that billboard, which he had become accustomed to, and he asked them for money. But notice what John and Peter do. They immediately correct the perception of that man who was born lame. They said, "Oh, no, you've got our billboard all wrong. Gold and silver, we are so sorry. If with the rest of the human race, if with the rest of this mass of humanity, we are so sorry that we've conveyed to you that we've got anything in our pocket. But we do have something, and we will give that to you. Make no mistake about it. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk." They gave him what they put as most important for the sign of their billboard. That was the name of Jesus and the power of God attached to it. Interestingly, other people saw what just happened. Surrounding this lame man, they saw him get up and walk, and all of a sudden they estimated that the billboard of these apostles, that their billboard said, "Miraculous wonder worker." And all the people surrounding Peter and John said, "I think I'd like some of that. How much will that miraculous wonder working cost me?" Peter and John said, "Oh, we're so sorry about that. Must have had a miscue on whoever was pasting on the sign on our billboard. No. We are not about miraculous wonder working." And so let us clarify this and make sure that our advertising dollars are being most focused and particularly placed. The reason why this guy got up and walked is not because we are some miraculous wonder workers. No, the reason why this guy got up and walked is because he came into contact with the matchless name of Jesus Christ and the power of God attached to it, and therefore we have seen the initiation of that power in that name through his death on the cross and resurrection. And now we are but missionaries. We are ambassadors. We bring the name of Jesus to all comers. To all comers. And so just to sum up, it's by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you all can see. This week, we are in the second part of our Reformation worship series, taking a historical movement 500 years young, a historical movement that sought to reform Christian ministry in the Middle Ages, to take that historical movement and to transpose it into our moment and see in that historical movement its continuing relevance for our lives today. And so the bizarre, slightly tilted title, we're not here in this congregation to celebrate the Reformation 500 years ago, we are here to celebrate regarding the formation of a human soul, of every human soul in this 21st century moment that God delights in through the preaching of the gospel, through the exaltation, the magnification of the name of Jesus, which is authoritatively pointed to by the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. In this church, a church that is a child of the Reformation, we focus on the formation of human hearts because that's what matters most to God. History doesn't matter to God except insofar as it helps people draw closer to him and be changed. And today, we come to the second sola of the Reformation, sola Christus, in Christ alone. That's our heart and our soul. But Christ alone is not a concept. It's not even a religious value. It's something so much more concrete than that. And the concreteness, the matter of factness of Christ alone comes out in this Acts 3 reading. And it's summed up in this phrase, which you also see peppered throughout the rest of the New Testament in the book of Matthew as the birth of Jesus comes about and Joseph has to decide on what to name the kid. And also in Philippians that Hartman so heartfully read, in which we learn that at the name of Jesus, every knee will ultimately bow. And this concrete reality is summed up in that phrase, the name of Jesus. A few months back, I had the opportunity to visit a congregation out on the East Coast. And this congregation was a congregation of our denomination, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but it was also a very Pentecostal, charismatic congregation. So you had, if you're familiar with the breadth and span of Christianity and Christian expression, you had Pentecostal, charismatic with Lutheran Church, German, Missouri Synod religion. You smash it all together, what do you get? You get meatloaf, but it's tasty and beautiful. And one of the things that they celebrate in this particular congregation is the experience and expressiveness of the book of Acts. It sent me to read the book of Acts again from beginning to end several times. And one of the things I was struck by in the book of Acts, was the repetition of the phrase in various contexts. For various purposes, the phrase repeated, the name of Jesus. In the book of Acts, there is a great sense of wonder and awe that you can actually put a name on God. In the book of Acts, there is a great sense of reverence and wonder that in some mysterious and miraculous way, all the power of heaven, all the saving grace of God, all the love that He has for us, His human creation, all of that gets crystallized in a name, the name of Jesus. Why is that? I have no idea. I just know as a pastor, that's what I'm supposed to tell you from the book of Acts. It just keeps on saying over and over again, in many ways as a self-fulfilling prophecy, I think, the name of Jesus matters. Jesus Christ alone matters. A man named Martin Luther 500 years ago lived, and he walked the halls of a monastery. And as he walked the halls of a monastery, he saw many different kinds of billboards saying many different kinds of things regarding religious values and spiritual advancement. And one of the things that he saw repeatedly on the billboards of those with whom he shared that monastery was this: put your faith in your works of righteousness. Look inside your heart, look inside your soul, and see how you can make the effort to make God love you more. Live a holy life, act morally. Pray as much as you possibly can. Give away all of your possessions. Sacrifice everything you've got. And if you finally do that, the billboards around him said, you will have earned the favor of God. And if not, it's okay. Don't worry. That's what we've got purgatory for. You can work it out in the afterlife for a little while until your soul has purified itself. Your soul has done the work of purifying itself. But the more Martin Luther looked at those billboards, the more he realized when he looked into that ultimate and authoritative billboard of Holy Scripture, that's not what Scripture says. Scripture says salvation is found alone in a name, the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Not in the name of Martin Luther or in the name that any of you have on your birth certificates. Salvation does not rest in you alone. Salvation from those scary things that Martin Luther lived and knew, sin, death, and the devil, called the unholy Trinity. Salvation from them does not come because of anything attached to my name. The second unholy Trinity, me, myself, and I, the sin and the punishment I exact because of my deeds of darkness. Salvation from me, myself, and I, along with sin, death, and the devil, does not come from any effort attached to my name. No, the salvation for those things, from those things, comes from one person alone, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Gold and silver, great religious leaders, my efforts, anything but Jesus cannot, will not, never has the capacity to save you. Is not worthy of any billboard that we would put up on the side of a highway. It's only the love of God found in the name of Jesus. The work of God found and attached to the person of Jesus, that is the only hope that the world will ever have. So I return to the question we began with. What's on your billboard? When people think about you as a follower of God, as an attender of church, what do they see written on your billboard? And whatever it is, how does that reflect the matchless name of Jesus Christ in his mercy, in his grace, in his forgiveness, in his proclamation of God's acceptance of sinners, in his holiness, his righteousness, his moral purity? All of that, Jesus Christ, the righteous one who gave his life sacrificially for your soul, that is the only thing worthy of any Christian's billboard to the world. And so this week in worship has a twofold purpose. The first is that you would hear once again that the matchless name of Jesus Christ was sacrificed for you. And because of his sacrifice, the name of Jesus and the power of God attached to it, your sins are forgiven in their entirety. Your eternal destiny is secure in its entirety. No purgatory, no limbo, no nothing except the promise of God that because you are his child, you are safe from sin, death, the devil, you, yourself, and you. You are safe, and that because of the matchless name of Jesus Christ that we know. Secondly, that this is an opportunity this weekend in worship to recalibrate, to rewrite, to repaste a new message on your personal billboard, which stands as a witness to the world, so that when people see you, they won't see gold and silver, they won't see wonder-working miracle worker, they will not see moral authority, they will not see judgmental Christian, they will see a person who was bought and purchased, a sinner that was bought and purchased by the blood of Christ and understands that every single person in this world is broken and needs that same promise of grace and mercy under the banner of the authoritative Word of God. Make that your billboard. As you today have seen this name and been reminded of the name of Jesus that gave himself for you. Amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus, both now and forever. Let's rise and confess our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed.